Movies and musicals on RTE Lyric FM, sponsored by the Irish Film Institute streaming service IFI at Home, bringing great films from our home to yours. IFIHome.ie.
Heads up.
I'm calling Malala.
Whatever you need me to do, I'm available.
Coming, my sweet.
We're going on a road trip.
Caustic wit is my religion.
I like this one.
Well, that's because I'm rich.
It gets bigger.
Whatever you do, do it 100%.
Smile and put on a happy face.
We've passed on all we know.
She could be an Avenger if she tried.
Well, I'm terribly sorry, dear.
The movie news.
Look at me.
With Garrett Davey.
Close your eyes.
So, Garrett, it is that time of year when you do serious research for us in terms of giving us some Christmas gift ideas for those movie buffs in our lives. And where are you going to start this year?
Well, you say serious research, but a good few of these are a bit of fun. And let's take them as that initially. I'm going to start with the Lighthouse grooming set. Now, this is the Lighthouse movie that was out earlier in the year. A24, the distributor, actually have a great shop. They sell a lot of merchandise from the movies. But this one's quite unusual because it's a bar soap along with a flask of beard oil. And the notes on it suggest that the smell of the beard oil is sea foam, black waves, biblical storms, and debauchery. So you know what you're going to get there. It's about €40.
Okay.
There's always a Star Wars gift, of course. And with the Mandalorian and Baby Yoda been so big this year, I kind of went looking for something else. But you know what it led me to?
Tell me.
Baby Yoda lip balm.
Listen, which is who'd be without it?
It would be added in a variety of different flavours. You'll get that online. It's about €9.
Perfect.
Now, the Queen's Gambit. Yeah,
the Queen's Gambit. Now, I adored this and I know many people did. So no doubt they're going to, what have we, some chess-themed presents coming up?
Well, actually, I did see a report in the New York Times talking about the sales of chessboards. I've actually gone crazy in the US and no one sort of anticipated it. So I did a little digging into this to sort of see if you could get a chess set like the one where Beth faces Borgoff in the final showdown of the series. Well, there is a company called the House of Staunton.com, and they have a very similar Zagreb 59 series chess set. It's lovely hand-carved pieces from the highest grade woods. Now, it's going to set you back about €200. But you know what? If people are into chess, you're going to get chess boards all over Ireland in terms of doing it. But I just thought that was a bit of fun to see if there was
very
one
good.
Similar to the series.
What about a few stocking fillers for us, Garrett?
Well, of course, one of the big debates at the moment is, you know, what to watch when you sit down to watch something. Is you've so much choice and so many streamers to choose from. And of course, you just end up flicking through and going, what'll I watch? Well, a great way to settle it is the Movie Night Dice. This you'll roll. And what it does is it'll give you comedy, drama, documentary. And that's it. You'll have to go with what the dice presents you with.
No more fights.
That's about €25.
Yeah. All right. Socks and candles, always a great gift.
Yeah, and there's lots of different companies doing sort of different packages of sort of sets with socks in it. One I did see was a Pixar one, which has many designs of the main characters to sort of honor the art behind the animation process from that studio. Now, it's quite pricey, €80 from Stance.com, but they have many film-related socks packs if you're interested in getting one. And candles, yes, we've always featured candles, and I found one this year that doesn't take itself too seriously. It's called the Binge Watch Candle.
Oh.
And basically, it has hints of popcorn, vanilla, caramel and coconut. But what it says on the label is what I really like. It says, emotionally invested by season 2, infused with popcorn, caramel and infinity seasons.
Brilliant.
That's about €20.
All right. Now, some of us are working from home. Some of us are in the offices. Have you anything to decorate our workspaces?
Well, if you feel like having your name on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, you can get a wall art sign plaque for your home office. That's
lovely.
One thing you can do, about €30 for that. But if you want to go a little bit more personalized, you can get a movie marquee photo print. So this is to customize a sort of movie marquee that you'd see, you know, the traditional on front of the theaters. And you can get that for about €100. You can put something special on it, starring yourself, or if you've got something you want to celebrate, uncommongoods.com is where I saw that.
Very good. I'm going to skip along to books, Garrett, because, of course, we want to shop local this year and support our local booksellers. And there are some really good choices this year.
There's some excellent choices. I'm midway through Oliver Stone's biography at the moment called Chasing the Light. I'd highly recommend that. It's a terrific read. He's a really good writer, and of course he's a fabulous filmmaker, so that's a really good one. I've read a lot of Michael J. Fox's books, and he has a new one out called No Time Like the Future, also a really good writer, so I'd recommend checking that out. Matthew McConaughey has a biography out called Green Lights, and the wonderful Gabriel Byrne has his book out called Walking with Ghosts.
That's definitely, and if you're on my list, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. And if you're a fan of Wicklow resident John Borman, the filmmaker, he has a book out called Conclusions, which continues the story that he began with Adventures of a Suburban Boy. And he shares what has happened since that publication of the films he's made, such as The General and the films that remain unmade as well. Another great one is Making Ryan's Daughter. Mm. This is from Paul Benedict Rowan. It's called Making Ryan's Daughter, The Myths, Madness and Mastery. Yeah, and it gives you a great insight into that movie. And then another one that you're going to hear a lot about this year is The Big Goodbye. And why are you going to hear about it? Because Ben Affleck is making a movie based on this book. And it's about the great 1970s classic Chinatown in all its glory and all its darkness. And then the final one I suggest that you could ask at your bookstore came out last year. But if you're into this type of thing, Letters from Hollywood, Inside the Private World of Classic American Movie Making. It has some rare notes, memos and telegrams from the likes of Humphrey Bogart, Audrey Hepburn, Frank Sinatra and Jane Fonda. Lovely. So that's a good one to suggest as well.
Very good. And just supporting Irish as well this year, Garrett, of course, your local cinema, many of them have shops or online vouchers, lots that can be supported in that way, right?
Yeah, we're going to need to support cinemas in 2021 when it's safe to return and everyone feels happy about that. But yeah, you can get a gift card for somebody to encourage them back. Anything from the IFI to the Lighthouse to your independent cinema chain and the bigger cinema chains as well. Remember that, you know, there's a lot of employment given in the cinema distribution industry. And I think we all want to go back to see movies on the big screen. So that
Definitely.
Could be a nice stocking filler for people.
Yeah, and some really, I think the IFI and the Lighthouse shops are really good. Some great choices in there too. So best wishes to all of our cinemas, and let's try and support them in the new year. It's been a tough one, no doubt about it. But we do have the cinemas open at the moment and some new releases, Garrett.
Yeah, we do. Let's start with Dreamland. This stars Margot Robbie. It's a love story set amidst the American struggle during the Great Depression, and it's about a bank robbery. Finn Cole also stars in that as well. We have an Irish movie directed by Kieran J. Walsh called Eraser. It's set during the time that the Tour de France began in Ireland, and it's about a rider who's dropped from his team but then reinstated following a doping era. It's a good movie. You should check that out. And then finally on Netflix, we've got The Prom, which is a really good cast in it. Keegan-Michael Key, Meryl Streep and Nicole Kidman, and director Ryan Murphy is in the director's chair for that.
I'm going to play a little song from that a little later on. What about a TV movie?
Yeah, it's an Irish movie worth checking out. Float Like a Butterfly. It's about a Dublin teenager, Frances, who wants to be a boxer, but her family and culture disapprove of her dreams. So in a bid for freedom and belonging, she's to dig deep to uphold her rights and prove she can triumph in a male-dominated realm. That's on RTE2 tonight. It's called Float Like a Butterfly, and it's on at 9 p.m.
Fantastic. As always, giving us wonderful gift ideas. We had a few board games to mention. Would you just give us one of them? Maybe Anchorman?
Oh, Anchorman, yeah.
Let's finish with Anchorman.
Well, it's an official party game of Ron Burgundy and the Channel 4 news team, and allows players to play a hilarious magnetic poetry words and phrases to make sure your rival anchors can't keep a straight face.
Sounds good to me. And we always need new board games for Christmas, right?
Oh, yeah. And there's a Bill and Ted one and a Back to the Future one as well. So
Fantastic.
Loads of movie ones you
Brilliant
can get.
Brilliant research, as always. Garrett, we will talk to you next week. Thanks a million.
Thanks, Aideen.